Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Time now, yes, for On The Pace, and Amanda Rando is joining us from Harness Racing New South Wales. And Amanda, some good consistent racing coming up around New South Wales and particularly Menangle on Saturday night.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew. Plenty of good racing coming up for the new season. And the main feature at Menangle this Saturday night is the Group 3 Vic Frost Cup. And markets are already out for that race. We see Tiger Tara going around. And a driver also in that race is Anthony Button. I thought we'd catch up with him this morning from the pace because he spent a lot of time up in Queensland for the Winter Carnival. He went back down to Victoria for the Breeders' Crown and dominated there. And now Ants is back in Sydney. So, good morning to you, Ants.
Amanda.
Yeah. So, do you call Sydney home now?
Yeah, most of the time. Yep, but it's always good to follow the carnivals around. Yep.
Yeah. How long have you been based in Sydney for now?
Coming up to 12 months. I think we moved up in October last year. Yep.
Yeah. And you love it? Good move.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, but I love the lifestyle and all the racing and Benangle's good and. Way less travelling than there was in Victoria, so no, really enjoying it.
Yeah, good. Well, you ended last season on a high. You went back down to Victoria and you won two Group 1 Breeders' Crown Trot Finals with Liberty Stride and Ultimate Stride. So, nice way to end a good term for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had a pretty good season, really. Went to Perth with my field marshal. He won a Group 1 over there and a couple of another race. And yeah, had a pretty good trip to Brisbane in the winter for the carnival up there, and then yeah, Melbourne topped it off, so that was a really good year.
Yeah, well, you dominated up in Queensland. You had a few weeks up there. You won a Group 1 Queensland Trotters Cup with Majestic Courtney. You also won the Redcliffe Derby with Make Way for your partner Sonia Smith as well. So it was a good result. Did you stay up there the whole time during that winter carnival in Queensland?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were up there for about 5 weeks, I think, and had to make a couple of trips back home and back to down to Melbourne. But yeah, we were there pretty much all the way through, so it was great. Good holiday, working holiday, so worked out well.
Yeah, you just mentioned him before, my field marshal. Whereabouts is he at the moment?
We had that hiccup in the Miracle Mile, and then when he fibrillated, and then he just had a couple of other small issues, so he's just been on a break, and I think he's got a few more weeks to go, and then he's due back in, so it's probably going to be well after Christmas before we see him again.
Yeah. Is the Miracle Mile his sort of aim again?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He's a horse that loves the mile racing at Menangle, and so if he's back in time, that'll be the aim, but it's probably his last chance at the real top level. He's sort of getting on a little bit now, but hasn't had a lot of racing, but if he comes back in tip-top condition, he'll still be a force to reckon with, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, hopefully we see him back soon. Well, you're back in full force at Menangle this Saturday night. You've got four drives, driving a few for your brother Tim. You kick off the night with Franco Landry in race 5, and he's drawn well in barrier 1.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice horse, Amanda. He's first start back the other day, went really good. He drew 10 and we had to go back, but he hit the line really well and his sectionals were outstanding. So from the one draw, he's normally got a bit of gate speed, so he should be in the firing line and be hard to beat, hopefully.
Another one that's drawn in barrier 1 for you is your next drive on the night, and that's Ideal Star in race 6, and this horse has been very consistent as well.
Yeah, he's been racing really well since he's come home from New Zealand. The only thing with him, he doesn't have a lot of gate speed, so he's probably going to get crossed, so as long as he doesn't end up too far back, he can run home really well, so he'll just be relying on a little bit of luck and, hopefully he didn't settle too far back.
Okay, your next couple of drives are both for Noel Daly. You're jumping on Mango Stride in the Group 3 Vic Frost Cup. Now, this horse is first up and he's up against, the Tiger Tara and Place Eye and whatnot. But you've driven him at the trials. What kind of feel has he given you?
Yeah, he's quite a nice horse, but he's sort of been chucked in the deep end this week with this race. Because of the handicapping system, he's won a bit of money his last... he's got two wins there out of his last three starts. So he's probably just one that's going to need the race a little bit. He won't be knocked around. And, but there wasn't too many other options for him. He had to go into this race. So I just take him on trust, but just follow him over the next few weeks. You know, he's going to, with a couple of runs under his belt, get better and better, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the case with the trotter Lilystride, who you're jumping back on. You drove her a couple of times at the trials at Menangle, and then you drove her for her first Australian start when she finished third, and she's back in at Menangle this Saturday night, Barrier 11, over the 2,300 metres.
Yeah, she's a class mare, this Amanda, very good horse in America, and won the Breeders' Crown last year, three-year-old filly, so that's as high a level as she can get. So, yeah, James drove the last couple of starts while I was down in Melbourne for the Breeders' Crown, and she sort of got better and better with each race, and Amanda's got pretty good now, so, she's a high-class mare, so she should take a lot of beating, hopefully.
Well, the butts, you're taking over at Menangle on this Saturday night. Your daughter Kimberly, she's going to be over here as well, and she's got a couple of drives.
Yeah, Kim's coming for a visit. Hadn't been over for a few months, so she's coming for a week or so. And always been great. Kim's always been great mates with the Triton. She drove a few winners for them in New Zealand when they had some horses over there. So, Shane was good enough to put her on a couple, so that's great. So she'll really enjoy it.
So she just over here for a holiday to visit you and the family?
Yeah, pretty much it, yep. So we thought we'd put her to work and she earn some money and pay for her way. Yeah.
Oh, good. Nothing like a bit of tough love, is there?
That's right, yep.
Great. All right, well, best of luck for Saturday night, Ants. It was great to catch up with you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No, anytime, Amanda. Thank you.
That's all right. So there you have it, listeners. Anthony Butt ended the season with a bang with two Group 1 wins down in Victoria in the Breeders' Crown, and he's back in full force at Menangle this Saturday night. So I'll be back with more on the pace tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., so I look forward to that.